I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. When I was a young boy growing up near my Italian grandfather's farm in Waterbury, every day my cousins and neighborhood friends would spend hours in the farm fields and forests playing. We'd make up games, go on adventures, or simply lie in the field and dream. Little did I know that we were creating better cognitive functioning for our brains. Cognition is increased by learning through the senses, experiences, and thoughts. Nature and gardens are great places for this functioning to develop. Researchers have found that having a variety of sensory stimulation, such as that found in nature, is important at all ages, but it's critical in kids up to the age 7 for proper brain development. Unfortunately, children spend less and less time outdoors in nature and in gardens playing. So I'm excited to learn the University of Connecticut at Avery Point in Groton has spearheaded the creation of a cognitive garden. The brainchild of landscape designer and UConn student Annette Montoya, the garden features plants that stimulate the senses grown in a place where kids can run, play, touch, fall, roll, all in a safe and beautiful setting. So far, the gardens include a pollinator garden, herb garden where kids are encouraged to pick, taste, and smell the plants, waterfall, labyrinth, and a whale-shaped grass berm for kids to climb on. Being in a garden has proven to help increase a child's self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to concentrate. The garden is a collaboration between UConn, local technical schools, Boy Scouts, volunteers, and Pfizer. It's open to the public, so check it out online. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual fall perennials. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.